What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, welcome into the House of L podcast. I am Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for hanging out. I am sad that I have to do this podcast today, because this is the podcast that officially ends the bowl season. I was going to do this last night, but then I was like, you know what? I am not going to end my night with that podcast. So I decided to start my morning with one. What a terrible way to go out. The final score of that game doesn't really indicate how badly the Bulls played in it. At one point, we were texting each other in the group chat. They allowed Miami to go on a UConn run on them. I think it was like a, Chuck said during the broadcast, I think it was like a 26-2 run. That's how you end up winning by 21 points, even though it felt like a 30-point loss, because for a big portion of the third and fourth quarter, that's what we were looking at. We were looking at the Bulls lose by 30. I'm not going to break down the game other than to say, what does it say about Miami that they can find a guy like Hawkes in the back half of the first round and he play great minutes, provided energy, provided defense, provided three-point shooting, provided rebounding? How do you do that? What is it that the Miami Heat do other than a real dedication to fitness and toughness that is really hard for other franchises to duplicate? And I think that it sucks that they continue to be able to do this. You want to talk about development. They develop Max Strus from a non-drafted guy into a player that got himself $80 million. And now you got this kid, Hawkes, who was more than up for the task of going out there and kicking the Bulls in the nuts repeatedly. It was disappointing. I was working Friday. I did a double on Friday. I had the radio show. Layla and I had a great time. We'll be together again on Monday because it's Passover, and Dan will be cooking. I think he said for 25 people, which is insane. So we had a good time. We'll be back to get together on Monday to talk about a little bit of this. Then I went and worked over at Stadium, and we did a big preview of the playoff games, or I'm sorry, the play-in games. And I was talking about how what Miami still does way better than the Bulls do is defend. They defend. They're willing to defend. They will sell out to defend. And they did that. So after the show was over, the rally is the name of the show that I do occasionally over at Stadium. It goes from 5 until 6. It works pretty well inside of my radio schedule. So I said, you know, it's been a rough week. And I'll do another podcast to tell you about that. But it's been a rough week. And I wanted to just unwind and watch the game. And I had some choices, like between the United Center and my house. There are lots of places that I like that I could go and do that. But there's a place in Hyde Park called Maravillas. It's a Mexican restaurant that's been around since I've been living in Hyde Park, which is, how long have I been here now? Like, I think I've been here since 2000. So since I've been here, Maravillas has been here. It used to be in Harper Court, like old Harper Court. And now, you know, next to Dr. Wax, you know, like, and now it's on 55th and Lake Park Avenue. Shout out to my guy, Oscar. I love Oscar whenever I go in there. Treats me great. Always asking me how I'm doing. And I said, I'm going to sit in the bar. I'm going to order some food. I'm going to have a drink. That's not something I ordinarily do, but it had been a week, you know? So I'm sitting there having a margarita. And they make it strong over at Maravillas. And there are a couple other people that were there watching the game as well. You could hear them emote as the Bulls are getting their asses whipped up and down the floor. So one of the guys that works there, I probably go into Maravillas like once, let's call it once every 2 months. Like I'll go in there and say hello. And one of the guys is like, "Hey, are you on TV?" And I was like, "Yeah, sometimes." He's like, "Ah, I thought I recognized you." So then he wanted to tell me about like what he thought about the game and how he was going to wait until halftime. And then he was going to bet the Bulls on the money line. And I started laughing. I was like, you know, I usually do the opposite of that with the Bulls. And they call it the Holmes maneuver. I usually do that on FanDuel. So we laughed about that. And when the Bulls got it to about 10, he was upset because he felt like he had missed his opportunity to maximize his money. So I said, "Don't worry, they're not going to win this game." He said, "How do you know?" I said, "Because they're not taking advantage of opportunities, and they're just, I think Billy's a pretty good coach. I think Eric Spoelstra is a great coach. And he figures some stuff out." So I guess I am breaking down the game. One of the things that they did was they doubled DeMar. They made him make choices. They made him irrelevant for a big portion of the game. They got the ball out of his hands, and they were able to take advantage of that. And then you saw it in the third quarter. So in the third quarter, Maravillas is like 3 minutes from my house. So the third quarter ended, and I was like, "All right, I'm out. I'm going to watch the fourth quarter at home." I make it back home, and I'm just flopping on the couch. I'm just sitting there watching this. I'm like, this is – what a sad way for the Bulls to end their season. Now, I was stuck on wanting them to win the game because of what it meant if they would have meant the game. You know what I didn't want? I didn't want those guys blown out. I didn't want them to be embarrassed on national TV again by Miami without Jimmy Butler. It's one thing if Jimmy's there, because Jimmy's all about embarrassing you. He's done it for a long time. I didn't want to see them get embarrassed, but they were. And maybe it's what this organization needs. And I want to talk about that next.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So like I was saying, there was a part of me that didn't want the Bulls to win. And let me explain what I mean thoroughly. Layla and I talked about it a little bit on the radio show, but I want to be very clear about this. Every one of the guys that are on the Bulls, for the most part, I am a fan of. I think that there are incredible stories up and down that roster. How can you not love DeMar? He's incredible. He has been a real light for this organization, and that shouldn't be underappreciated. The growth that we've seen in Coby White over the last two seasons is amazing. Watching him turn into a player that you want to watch play. He's a lot of fun. Alex Caruso, we know how good he is at what he does, how seriously he takes his job. Up and down that roster, there are great stories of perseverance. There are likable characters. There are people that you want to see succeed. That being said, as a collection of individuals, it doesn't work. And I hate saying that. I hate being so absolute about that. Only Siths speak in absolutes. I learned that. Obi-Wan taught me that. Although that is an absolutist statement, isn't it? Anyway, I have come to that conclusion after watching this for 2.5 years. This era of Bulls basketball is going to be defined by the injury to Lonzo Ball. It is something that, as an organization, they have not recovered from, and they will not stop talking about. It'll come up when they do their year-end stuff. They haven't gone and gotten a point guard since Lonzo Ball got injured. He's another guy that I think it's easy to root for, by the way, and I hope that he's healthy enough that he can come back and have an NBA career. The Bulls can't count on that, and it feels like they've just kind of been waiting for something magical to happen and for him to return and everything to work the way that they had envisioned it was going to work back in the summer of 2021. We are coming up on the summer of 2024, and I know that since COVID, time has been compressed in a way that is really upsetting. And it's hard to fathom, but it's 3 years. that they have been stuck in this same place. And nothing's going to change it. I've said multiple times that I think that Zach LaVine is a player who earned a max deal but wasn't a max player. Whether we're talking about his clutch gene, and I'm using air quotes since you can't see me, or if we're talking about him being injured, and I don't know if he could have, I don't know if this surgery for him was a white flag or whatever, but I just, there's nothing about him that screams out, follow me. And it's funny, Tim Anderson is in town and he was talking about the idea of being a leader and how it's not really for everybody. And he's right. There's nothing about Zach LaVine that says leader. Everything about DeMar, by the way, screams leader. You know what I mean? Like, it just, same thing with Caruso, screams leader. So they're stuck in this cycle. And the reason that I didn't want them to win is that I didn't want Arturis Karnišovas, whenever he speaks to the media next week, to be able to try and convince the public and maybe even himself that they are moving in the right direction. And the evidence that they would have had to present to you was, see, we made the playoffs, even with a 5-14 start, even with our $70 million that's on the bench, that $70 million thing is going to come up too. Even with all of that, we were able to make the playoffs. We are moving in the right direction. We are making all of the right decisions. And I just can't live in that space. I don't want to live in that space. I don't want to allow them that excuse or reasons. Excuse is pejorative. It feels pejorative. I don't want to allow them those reasons. They haven't made good decisions. Even if we go back to some of the micro stuff and say, all right, you tried to add to your team. You went and got Javon Carter. You went and got Torrey Craig. Neither one of them played meaningful minutes for you in a game that you had to win. What does that say? It says that either they were the wrong fit or you scouted the wrong players. They weren't good enough. And I'm just done with how Bulls basketball operates. These are not bad people. I've had both on the record and off the record conversations with Arturis Karnišovas and Mark Eversley. I like them both. And I'm glad that this past season they actually got out a little bit more and were more public facing. I just don't know if they have a really fundamental good idea on how to build a champion. I'm also concerned that ownership isn't committed to winning. And let me try and be clear about that too. I'm not saying that Michael Reinsdorf doesn't want to win. He's another person that I've had on and off the record conversations. I do think that he would enjoy winning. But enjoying winning is different than selling out to win, commitment to win. And I don't think they're doing that. I do think that they enjoy that the United, like, as a business, that their business is working. If the business is keep people watching, keep people coming to the United Center, they're winning at that. They have completed it. They lead the league in attendance. A 39-win team leads the league in attendance. They sell out every night. And it's fun. I went to a game this year. I took my little nephew, Cam. We had a great time. Me, my brother, my nephew, and his son, Cam, we all went, and we had a blast. It was house music night. My brother's big in that space, so he had a wonderful time. I had a wonderful time. There's nothing bad about going to the United Center, even for a Bulls game, to be entertained. And maybe it's because I'm getting old. Maybe it means I'm getting soft. And I was able to enjoy it through Cam's eyes when we went to the game. But maybe that's what it is. Maybe the Bulls have figured something out, that the winning doesn't matter. If you're good enough, then you can enjoy it just as an entertainment thing. Now, it's hard for me to let go of, aren't you trying to win? Aren't you trying to win? Aren't you trying to win? As a talk show host, as someone who's covered teams for forever, and honestly, the competitor in me. And I know that that's tucked away. I'm very far away from my athletic prime, but I can tell you that when I play stuff, even now, I play to win. I'm learned how to lose, but I play to win. So there's something that gnaws at me in thinking that they have figured out the matrix. And the matrix is, if you're just good enough, if you're a 42-win team or somewhere around there, and you might have a chance at the playoffs. And maybe the worst thing that's happened for Bulls fans is the play-in being a thing. Think about it. If there was no play-in, we would have been talking about a Bulls team that missed the playoffs by, what, 4 games? That doesn't feel very good, does it? But with this play-in tournament, you give them an extra life that they don't deserve. And it gives them an extra talking point that they don't deserve. It's fool's gold is what it is. And I don't mind if teams crash and burn as they're trying to win. I really don't. If you're putting forth a real effort to act like you're trying to win, and you don't make it, cool. But you also need to be able to recognize what the pivot points are. And I would say that the trade deadlines the last couple of years were examples of pivot points that the Bulls didn't follow. They didn't take. And they just said, oh, let's keep going. Let's see where this goes. And where it goes is the exact same place over and over and over again. And it sucks. And you have to deal with it, and I have to deal with it. And you hope that there is some sort of change that comes from this. That's significant change. That's not just rearranging the deck chairs. That it's, how are you trying to move forward? And here's the other thing. I'm good with moving backwards to move forward if you have a legitimate plan to do it. One of my things with the White Sox is I don't think they have a legitimate plan. Like, they're clearly moving backwards, but I don't think they have a legitimate plan other than we're moving backwards. And now you live in a space where being the worst team in the league doesn't get you jack. You could end up with the 10th pick. But I'd like for the Bulls to have a real plan here. And they don't seem to have one. And it hurts my soul that they don't. And it makes me feel like this time that we spend between October and April every year is wasted time. The Bulls will tell you that the time's not wasted. You had a good time at the United Center, didn't you? Yes, I did. I really did. I'd love for it to mean something, and it doesn't, and it sucks. All right. That's all I got for you on this one. I'm sorry that you have to deal with this. I wish the Bulls a lot of luck, and I hope that they find direction. I don't want to have to do this podcast again next year. I really don't. I mean, I want to do House of L next year. I just don't want to do this episode of the podcast again. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.